Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Really, thank you so much. It's an honor. I appreciate it. Thank you. My name's Keith Teedy. I have the New Media Central podcast. It's a weekly podcast, and this week I'm talking about comparison. Everybody's doing it, but it's not happening enough, and it's not happening in the real world. It's not happening honestly. We got to make sure everybody knows before voting day that Kamala Harris really isn't a candidate. She has no conviction. She has no plan or platform. She's a puppet, and we don't want a puppet running this country, and we don't want the people that she represents to run the country. And we can speculate on who that is. Nobody knows for sure, but we have a really good idea. I've talked about that before, but we have Donald Trump, who is real. He wants good for the country. He knows how to do it. He's a businessman. He spent his whole life making things that weren't so great into great things. And that's what he wants to do. That's his whole life. That's what he does. And that's what he wants to do for the country, for us, because he knows it's important. It's the last place on the planet that there can be free people. We want that. We're willing to fight for it. We have to convince enough people that voting Democrat in this election is disastrous. We have to get the right people in place, and we know who it is. Whether you want to believe it or not, we know who it is. The guy who can run the economy and the guy who knows how to run businesses. He's our guy. We have to vote him in. Thanks for listening. Well, here we go. I just wanted to talk about a little bit about the two candidates and some of the difference. I know that's what everybody's talking about. And there's variations of what's right and what's wrong and who's the right one and who's the wrong one. You just have to think about it objectively. And I just wanted to go over a couple of things that are so different between the two candidates and why one is superior to the other, no matter who you are. I don't care who you are. That's funny. On the interviews, how can a guy or girl running for president not make themselves very visible through every means possible every time they can get on a TV camera? Wouldn't they want to be so people can see what they're about? If you were truly behind something, you would want to get that message out there, and you would go to every venue that would take you and go, please, can I have some airtime here? That's not happening with Kamala. And we know why. It's because she doesn't have an agenda. She's a puppet. She's going to do what the powers that be tell her to do. We've talked about that many times, who's who and what's what, and we don't know for sure, but we have a pretty good idea. She's not behind what she talks about. She says words. She reads a teleprompter, period. She has no backbone. If you want the machine to be your president, then yes, vote for Kamala. How could anybody want the machine? How could anybody want the machine to be their president? It's not good. It's not good. No, the power moves from the people to the machine pretty dramatically. And we don't want that. We don't want it. No matter how good it sounds, we flat do not want it. So, I mean, yeah, that proves, among a lot of other things, that there's nothing there in the Harris-Walls campaign. There's nothing there. It's puppetry. If you want somebody who has deep concerns and deep convictions about what is going on in this country, there's only one choice. And I don't even need to say his name, Donald Trump. And the economy. That's, as you know, the economy, in my opinion, the economy and immigration, the border are the two main things that we got to get someone in there that can do what needs to be done. And it's drastic now. It has to happen very soon. We gotta get the economy under control, and we got to get the border fixed. And then we got to get foreign relations fixed. And then we got to get energy fixed. And there's a long list of everything else that we got to get fixed. But we got to get the economy right. People got to start having more spendable money, not less. More and more all the time. That's without somebody going in and messing it up for their own selfish purposes. We should, as a human race, get better at what we do. And everybody should be paid what they're worth. So, yeah, we should all be making more per hour, honestly, not the kind of dollar per hour raise that the government automatically gives you or forces them to give you because it changes everything and increases the value of all the goods and services. So it has to be the right kind of better incomes, which was the kind that was going on when Trump was in office. Think back about that or read back about it to be better and not some whacked out something that the left wing put out there. You have to read something from the middle of the road or even right wing because it's a right wing subject, generally speaking. So it's the economy, stupid. You remember that from Bill Clinton's time? And it is, always is. Every election, it's the economy, stupid. That's the biggest thing. That's people's pocketbooks. That's people, how they feel their worth is how they get paid. And what they get paid has to be more than what they're paying for. And when the stuff that they're buying gets so much more expensive that the amount they make is less, it's not good. The economy values you less when you have inflation like it's going on right now. We got to stop it. We got to get it under control. A certain amount of inflation is good because you want the prices of goods and services to go up as they get better, but not just artificially because some government stepped in and screwed everything up. So economy is very important. There's no question that Donald Trump is way ahead. Even the left-wing media says that Trump is way ahead on the economy and immigration. But yeah, it's the most important thing. He's way ahead, even by the leftist media's reckoning, because people know. Donald Trump knows he's a businessman. He spent his whole life making things like this good, getting the economy good, because a good economy is just like a good bank account, a good individual having a bank account. The economy is just a huge thing like that. And he keeps his bank accounts in good order. Doesn't matter what some government think tank said, oh yeah, we got to get Trump for this and it's going to make him look like a stupid businessman. He's not. He's one of the most brilliant businessmen out there. That's why he's so rich. That's why he does so good at his real estate business. He's a good businessman. So he wins the economy, hands down, no question about it. Immigration is the next one. I've talked about it so many times. We can't let people just, can't let them in. Can't just go, okay, come on in. Everybody, anybody who wants to. Bad guys, enemies, come on in. All you got to do is vote Democrat, period. That can't be what our country is. We can't be a country where some bunch of people decided we want to have the Democrat Party win forever because that's our party and we want to rule the world from the Democrat Party side, because their stuff aligns with ours more than the Republicans. So they said, what's one way we can get a bunch of votes in our favor? Well, that's easy. We buy them. Well, how do you buy a bunch of them? Oh, let them in from other countries en masse. And we have a whole new bunch of voters that are all going to vote Democrat, period. That's their goal. That's why I used to go, why are they letting these people in? It's so stupid. We can't do this. We got to vet everybody that comes in here with a fine-tooth comb. Make sure they're good to come in. And then they're allowed in if they do everything like they're supposed to. That's how it is. If we wanted to go to some other country, it'd be the same for us. So, yeah, immigration, it's in the toilet with Biden administration. It's way beyond in the toilet. It's so horrible. It's people are dying. Our enemies are amassing in our own country, in country, right here. In the United States of America, we got bad guys grouping up, ready to do some bad shit to us from inside. Can we do that? No. Is Donald Trump's policy of, we're going to get them all out. We're going to round them up and get them out of here. And all the Democrats are going, oh, how are you going to do it? That's not possible. Why do you want to do that? They're here. They're good to go. No, we're getting them out. They didn't come in legally. Bam, you're breaking the law, you pay. Whatever the penalty is, and in around here, it's deportation if you're not here legally. Bam, out the door. Let's talk about energy for a minute. Energy is huge. It's a big part of the economy. That's why it's so important, because it's a big part of the economy. But we got to get energy right. We've got, and I've spoken about it many times, we've got the oil. We've got it right here in this area. We can be the biggest exporter of oil in the world. We can be. Maybe there's some places that has a little bit more oil than us, whatever. They're not willing to do it the way we are. We can be the biggest exporter of oil in the world, and benefit from that. Huge benefits. What? How do you benefit from that? Well, everything is cheaper to get product from point A to point B, which is what costs so much money, is moving product to get it to the people. When that's a lot cheaper, all the products are cheaper. Inflation in reverse. Pretty cool, eh? But energy is very important. It's the whole world right now runs on energy. The only kind of energy that can sustain that kind of demand is fossil fuels. Solar helps a lot. Wind helps a lot. Many things help a lot, but nothing even comes close to what we're using in real life as far as which fuel source we're using. And it's petroleum. It's the big one. That's going to change. As I've mentioned many times, in the next 50 years, that'll change. We won't be using any fossil fuels, probably, except for like entertainment or aesthetics. Yeah, energy is a big one. Trump has that hands down, like everything else that's important. Drill, baby, drill. That's what more do you need to say? He's going to drill. He's going to frack. He's going to get oil out of our country because we got it, and we can do it in an environmentally friendly way. We will have enough energy to sustain us for the next 50 years at least. And by then, because we're working on it like crazy, really hard, everybody's working on alternative fuels. Wind and solar are big ones, but there's lots of other ones that some we haven't even discovered yet. But in the next 50 years, we'll get them. Energy will be have any value. The energy companies won't be able to charge you for it anymore because it's so abundant everywhere. There's plenty of energy. We don't have to worry about it anymore. Between now and then, the next 50 years or so, whatever, give or take a few decades, we have to use our fossil fuels, and we need to be the dominant player in that game, and it will give us everything we want, our freedom. We'll have dominance, which translates into freedom. We can do what we want here. We have enough control over everything as a group of people, Americans, as any place on the planet. We have the control, and it's how it should be. And it's hard. All the other countries don't want to do it because they like their setup they got right now where they're ruling and owning everything. We can't let that happen here. Can't let that happen here in America. We own our little piece of ground with our house on it. We own that. Try to come and get it, dude. It's mine. I got paperwork that said it is mine. Ownership. It's a big deal. And how I got onto ownership from energy, I don't know. But anyway, it's everything. We got to get the energy right. And if we elect Donald Trump, it will get right. He'll fix that pretty quick. Last one I want to talk about today is foreign policy. That one's silly. I mean, it's silly. Kamala Harris, nobody knows her. She's been around a little bit, but nobody knows who she is or what she's going to do, and nobody will trust her to do anything. Everybody knows Donald Trump. He's worldwide, baby. Everybody knows who he is, and all the world leaders respect him and even fear him to some degree, which is good because we run the place, baby. When he's in charge, we run it. He gets the respect of all the leaders, good and bad, friends and enemies. He's got their respect, and they won't do stuff like invade Ukraine or bomb Israel. It flat won't happen because we are the strongest country on the planet, the strongest that's ever been in the history of the planet. We rule, baby. We're strong. Might is right. You can't get around it. A lot of people think it's stupid and they don't want to believe it. Might is right. The guy who can move shit wins. It's true. Might is right. So that's the four I wanted to talk about today. To me, it's crazy that so many people, half of the people in this country, think that the bad thing, the Democrats, are a good thing. And the Republicans are a bad thing. When the Republicans, Donald Trump in particular, is the only way that we're going to save this country as a representative democracy. It's the only one on the planet that's truly a representative democracy where people are voted into office and they represent us and they do what needs to be done to get stuff going. And we got to trust them. We have to trust the people that we elect to be our representatives, to do what we want them to do, not what they want to do. And it's tempting for anybody that's in a position of power like that to want to start doing shit their own way. That's not how we do it in the United States. We have a true representative democracy where we elect the people that we know will represent us honestly and majority wins, even though a lot of people don't think that's right either, but it's how it has to be. We want the most people happy as we can. And when a lot of people are happy, everybody else gets happy too. So it's not like, oh, go off and that's not fair and all this stuff. No, majority rules in this country. And our representatives have to know what the majority is saying and follow them. Not make up their own shit and not come up with stupid ass statistics of what the people in this country want. No, the majority, the moral majority, it's been called before, is what we are. We want things to be right. We want to work our tail feathers off to get what we got, and we want to keep it, and it's going to be ours, and we want all the rules to be in play for everybody, not some. Everybody has the same rules, and you work, and you succeed, and you get better, and you make more, and you do more, and it's good. You're on an upward thrust. We don't want a country where that's not possible. We don't. We don't want that in this country, period.